All right, so like everyone's thinking about pumpkin patches this time of year, right?
Definitely. It's that fall feeling, you know?
Totally. And that's what makes this deep dive so perfect. We're diving into the world of pumpkins.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, we're using this story about these two kids, Brian and Nia, to guide us.
Okay, I like that. Stories make things interesting.
Totally. So picture this: Farmer Jimmy's pumpkin patch.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Pumpkins everywhere, every shape and size you can imagine. It's like a pumpkin paradise. And Brian and Nia are determined to find the absolute coolest pumpkin in the whole patch.
Of course, gotta have mission.
Right. But first, Brian, being the curious kid he is, asks Farmer Jimmy how pumpkins get so incredibly big. You know, like the kind you need a tractor to move.
Yeah, that's a classic question. I remember wondering the same thing as a kid.
Right. It's like there's got to be some secret formula.
Well, not exactly a secret formula, but there's definitely some science involved. See, Farmer Jimmy, he explains that just like most plants, it all starts with a tiny seed.
Okay, so far so good.
Right. But here's the thing. Those massive pumpkins, the ones that win competitions and stuff, they're not just any pumpkins.
What do you mean?
They come from special varieties, like the Atlantic Giant. Think of it like dog breeds. You've got your Chihuahuas and your Great Danes. Atlantic Giants, they've been bred over generations specifically for their size potential.
Wow, so it's like selective breeding, but for pumpkins.
Exactly. And just like athletes need the right training and diet, these pumpkins need the perfect conditions to reach those monstrous sizes. Plenty of sunshine, water, and tons of time. We're talking months of dedicated care to grow a prize-winning pumpkin.
Wow. Okay, now back to our pumpkin explorers. Brian and Nia, they're wandering through the pumpkin patch and they stumble upon something totally unexpected hidden beneath some leaves.
Ooh, suspenseful.
Right, it's a star-shaped pumpkin.
No way.
Yeah, even Farmer Jimmy is surprised. It's like finding a four-leaf clover, but even rarer.
That's really cool. Now, you might think this star-shaped pumpkin is just a fluke, a random act of nature, but it actually shows how incredibly diverse squash plants are. And remember, pumpkins are part of the squash family.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, while sometimes unusual shapes happen because of things in the environment, a lot of times they're because of, well, people like Farmer Jimmy, who breed them to have certain traits, or even because of these things called genetic mutations, which sounds fancy, but basically just means a tiny change in the plant's DNA.
So it's part science, part happy accident.
Yeah, pretty much. Sometimes nature throws you a curveball, and in the pumpkin world, that curveball might be a totally new, awesome shape. And guess what? Brian and Nia, with their lucky star pumpkin, they actually end up winning the most creative pumpkin award at the fall festival.
No way! What are the chances?
Right. Talk about a prize-winning pumpkin.
Seriously. But you know, thinking about it, there's a deeper message here, isn't there?
Absolutely. Remember what Farmer Jimmy said. With a bit of care and patience, something amazing can grow from something as small as a seed. It's like a life lesson hidden in a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, I love that. It makes you realize that if you put in the effort, nurture your potential, you never know what you might achieve.
And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will be the one discovering the next crazy pumpkin shape.
Imagine that. Maybe a heart-shaped pumpkin or like a
A unicorn pumpkin.
Ha ha, exactly. The possibilities are endless.